Good evening, everybody. It is now Thursday, October 25th. We call to order our public board session for this evening at 5:35. We'll do a real quick roll call and move our way around the room. Dwayne Sims, present.
Megan Newberry.
Angela Anthony.
Courtney Lockney.
Michael Riley.
Sarah Nagel.
Zeke Allenson.
Excellent. Thank you all very much. And as we go look at our agenda, we do have executive session business to address. So at this point, I'd like to hear a motion to move into executive session.
So moved.
Zeke Allenson, second.
Second.
Mike Riley, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any objections? Abstentions? So moved. We're going to executive session. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. As we return to public session today, Thursday, October 25th, it is now officially 6:18. I'm going to do I think it's prudent we do another roll call. We'll start over here to my left with you, Natalie.
Natalie Marciani.
Thank you.
Sarah Grant Stab.
Aubrey Amy. Oh,
Courtney Lockney.
Mm-hmm. Aubrey Amy.
Sarah Nagel.
Angela Anthony.
Dwayne Sims.
Megan Newberry.
Michael Riley.
Kiara Pnulabek.
Excellent. Thank you all for making the time to come. We appreciate it and always a pleasure to see you again. We have, of course, a number of guests in the audience and family members as well in the audience. And of that, we have two public speakers. So as you see from the agenda, we'll jump right into that. And I'd like to remind everyone of each of our public speakers, just of our very short 3-minute per person touch point. Yes, Zeke.
Before we move into that, I would move that we vote on the resolutions that the board.
Very good. I see no reason we shouldn't knock that out right away. So, of course, we had an executive session, as you see, on the agenda. So I'd like to hear a motion with respect to the matters of business from the executive session for approval.
I move that we vote on adopting the resolutions discussed, two resolutions discussed in executive session.
Excellent. Do I hear a second? That's Zeke Allenson. Move. Second?
Second.
Courtney Lockney with the second. Any discussion at all? I know has been addressed. So all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? So moved. Again, Zeke, thank you very much for that. And as we mentioned, we'll move on to our public comment. So first on that list is Shama Donovan.
Thanks,
welcome, Mr. Donovan.
Thank you. I wanted to come talk about a letter I received earlier from Dwayne and Courtney about kind of social media and usage. I kind of wanted to back up a little bit and give a little context. As a parent, I think the public Facebook page we have is a very good resource for announcements, for reminders, for kind of a bulletin board function. It doesn't really work as a way to talk to other parents, though, because the comments are pretty consistently either deleted or muted. And muted is less obvious in this case. It's where the comment is grayed out by the administrator, and your friends and you still see it, but you can see your comment, and you would reply to it. And because of that, while it serves as that good bulletin board function, it wasn't serving as a good way to talk about operational issues about late late buses or parent volunteer FBI background or different processes we were having with an operational issue. There's also some background about employee usage of social media. I'm obviously not an employee. I looked at some other Montessori schools that have their employee handbook online, and there's some pretty clear rules about you can't post personal information about students, you can't use company mailing lists for personal advantage. That's pretty clear. And ours is online, so I wasn't able to review it. But there have been rumors about staff being recommended for pretty generic TGIF, I had a rough week, I'm glad it's the weekend kind of post. And the reason I never really took these seriously were because all these rumors were tied with this kind of secret informant. They weren't a public post. Pictures were being secretly turned in to report them, which seemed pretty far-fetched. I never really took them seriously. And then I had a secret informant track what I was doing and turn me in, so I got in trouble. And it kind of made me rethink some of those things. And thank goodness there were no employees in the 10th and French group that would have obviously gotten way more trouble than I did as a parent. I think The 10th and French group is designed to talk about operational issues without getting employees in trouble. And all parents are, you know, are welcome to join the board on the board of employees. And I think the reason there, you know, it was so open was the reason you have these secret informants that were able to turn me in. I think that some basic due diligence of why the group would have been there, some conversations would be more constructive in the letter. And I don't want to kind of underestimate the problems with the letter. If we think of the FBI having secret informants for tax auditors talking about tax law online and being told that they can't associate with who they want to and the government's regulating the content of their speech, we would see that as pretty out there. And I think here in this community, there's been so much positive direction with the board trying to communicate with people. I think we need to go in a more positive direction. I think from a board oversight, we definitely need more oversight of policies. I think the first starting point is move away from this kind of threatening letter with the government seeking informants, though, and to start to have more of a collaboration. I know Dwayne and I are going to talk after this. Hopefully we can get more of a positive direction going with what's a way the board can kind of frame online things that lead to a constructive dialogue and make this organization better without kind of the heavy-handed government seeking informant thing that I hesitate, and you use that phrase, but that's what happened.
Mr. Donovan, I appreciate your comments. Thank you very much. I think, as you mentioned, you and I definitely will be speaking after this. I know you requested that we have a meeting through email. Oh, of course. This is what we're here to do, right? So it's a service to the school, obviously, and the school and the community. So we take, of course, that letter seriously, which is why it was delivered. I'm saddened to hear that you took it as to be a threatening letter. That was not the intent for certain. Additionally, a family letter went out to all of our families with respect to a lot of, well, similar what was in that letter as well. So there were, you know, it was a multi-pronged approach over a long period of time and deliberation. So there were some other considerations there, which you may or may not be privy to, and I'm sure we'll touch on at some point as well, one way or the other. But I wanted to make sure that you understood that, and more importantly, that the intent behind the letter was not to be threatening at all, but much more informative, and hopefully bring some folks back into a fold outside of what was happening in First State Montessori community. And that's why you also see in that letter we mentioned about establishing a new portal as well, which I think is important that we mention, a new portal, hopefully to try to address some of those things or the reasons, if you will, that folks wanted to take it outside of what was happening. So again, we'll touch on this a lot more, but I thank you for your comment indeed.
Thank
you. Cheers. Secondarily, I know we also have Tony Stuppett, our second public comment.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tony.
First, I'd like to say that I have vouched for FSMA both publicly and privately. When the school was trying to renew its charter, I went before public officials and stated that I was very happy with the school, which for the most part I am. I'm happy with the education that my daughter's getting. And I have vouched to other parents and to other places, and other people have looked into the school that I have talked about. But I will say that the school does have some inherent issues, and some of it may be growing pains, but some of it is operationally. And I would like to use a little anecdote to start. Most people, I assume, are a fair number of people anyway who follow NFL football. I'm not a big Patriots fan, but they are the most successful team in this era. And one of the things, and there's a number of reasons for that, and a big part of that is culture. And one of the sayings they have in their locker room that every player, every coach, everyone involved in that organization sees every day is a sign that says, do your job. Okay? Please remember that. I'll come back to this. So FSMA does have a number of issues. As I understand it, the special education program is a complete disaster. It's been rumored that there are a number of lawsuits either pending and or coming. I see that as a big issue. The busing program is haphazard at best. I spent 13 years riding school buses as a kid. Not one time did I ever walk out of my school and not find 30 buses outside waiting to take kids home. We had like six buses out here. You gonna tell me we can't get 6 buses to be ready for kids when they're on their way home? It's unbelievable. Not only that, it's a subcontractor. Are we holding them accountable? So, we've got kids getting dropped off at the wrong places. It's unfathomable to me. I can't imagine. Which is one of the reasons our daughter doesn't ride the bus. This school is always looking for volunteers for something. And yet we've removed parents who are willing to volunteer from email lists. We're excluding parents from volunteering. Are you kidding me? What's wrong with it? Like, there are some inherent issues here. This has come up in the past, but I'm gonna say it again because it came up again this week. The lunch nursing food service issue is a frickin' nightmare. Again, just this week, my daughter's getting out of the car, trips and falls, skins her knee, cuts open her hand. She's screaming for her mother. They come inside to see the nurse, and where's the nurse? Not available. Do you know why? Because the nurse was checking in breakfast. Are you kidding me? And then, after 10 minutes, the nurse gets there and then is distracted because food service needs her attention. Like, get it squared away. Do your job, okay? Do your job, remember, do your job. This board cherry picks its own members. What's wrong? What's up with that? I know, I've been a part of it, I've seen it firsthand.
We're at 4 minutes, Mr. Stepper, just as a reminder.
And at the end of the day, administration is so worried about a Facebook group built by parents for parents that they're not doing their job. They're overlooking all this other stuff that's out here that's real. And you're gonna worry about a Facebook group. There's something inherently wrong with that. And not only that, you use my daughter to send a McCarthy-style letter to my house. If you have an issue with me, call me, email me, send me the letter. Don't send it with my kid. It's not okay. So here's what one of the things I need to say.
Mr. Stubbick, I want to remind you, at this point, you're at 5 minutes, and we, and in respect to the other folks who come, and keep that in mind, please.
I understand. I'm wrapping up.
I appreciate it.
Board, do your job. Your job is to oversee and have oversight over administration. Make sure it happens, because it's not. And to administration, do your job. Stop worrying about a bunch of BS Facebook group and take care of the real issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
I'd like to thank both speakers. All this is new to me.
It shouldn't be.
It is. Not all of it. Two plus.
Thank you very much, Mr. Donovan. Thank Mr. Stepick, we appreciate the comments. We'll go on with the rest of our agenda now. We'll move into, we have our minutes from September 27th public board meeting. You should all have that in the packet. Is that correct? Excellent. And hopefully, of course, with this circulation of the minutes from that meeting, you all had a chance to review them. We'll give another moment or so if in case you have not, but of course, we presume you have. At this time, I'll ask if there's any questions, comments, or concerns around what the minutes as recorded, adjustments, corrections, et cetera. Should there be none, I'll ask for here a motion to accept the September 27th public board minutes.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Kiara Panula, for the motion. Do I hear a second?
So moved.
Michael Riley, seconded. Any questions, comments, or concerns? Excellent. All those in favor with aye?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstentions? So moved to accept those minutes. Thank you very much. And we'll jump right into our committee reports, and I'll turn this section over to our board treasurer, Zeke Allison.
Thank you. Let's see. Couple of things. I've seen a draft of the audit, and it might even be out by now. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to be released. There were no findings from the auditor flagging any financial concerns. The audit does show, as we've discussed previously, that we are spending more than we are bringing in revenue. But again, to clarify, we're doing that from a surplus. So we're deficit spending, but we're not borrowing to have to do it. I just wanted to comment on that. As far as the September budget figures that came out in the board packet, we are, believe it or not, 25% of the way through the fiscal year. We've collected about $5,500,000 in revenue, which is about 67.5% of what we're projecting to get in. There's some school district local funds coming in that came in September, and more that is coming in October. The budget, as you know, projects almost just shy of $8 million worth of expenses to run this operation. We've learned that the state has gone back and recalculated some formulas that it uses to disperse state funding to the different districts and schools, charter schools, and that as a result of that, we're going to see about an additional $100,000 in revenue that we weren't expecting. We don't know at this point whether this is like a one-time adjustment or whether it's something that we'll be seeing every year. And we think that there could be as much as a plus figure of like $150,000 above what we budgeted when we consider both state and local funds. Because on the local side, there were no school districts that send kids to this school that decreased their per pupil amount this year. And that figure is calculated a year in arrears. There was also a one-time amount in the state bond bill that increased our minor capital by about $50,000. So on the revenue side, you know, we have some unexpected developments that are to the positive. As we track through on spending, we see a couple of things that are looking a little high. The first one is utilities, which is showing that it's tracking at about $40,000 higher than we had budgeted. And it turns out that this is the impact of a water bill that we paid in this year for services in a previous year. In building maintenance, We're projecting an overrun at this point of about $28,000. And that is shared between two mechanical items that failed when we started the building next door at 100% of use of the systems on all three floors. We lost some fire pumps that cost $16,000 to replace, and we lost a generator, a diesel generator that comes in if the electricity kicks off. That cost $12,000 to replace. We have four of these generators, and they are two in each building, and they have to be paired like that. There is obviously sufficient funds available that we can make adjustments where there are overages to bolster the places where we're running short. We do that every year, and that's one reason why we don't adopt our final budget until usually sometime in like January or February. That is, and we're still showing a projected surplus for the end of this year of about we had been talking last month about $230,000. Now we're talking about $290,000. So.
And does that projected 290 include the additional savings you spoke of a few moments ago? Savings?
The increased revenue, you mean?
That's correct.
It includes increased, well, no, it doesn't include increased revenue unless we've actually received it.
That's what I thought. So I just want to make sure we use that as a point of clarification.
And that does not include our $25,000 operating contingency, which we always maintain, and our $138,000 2% contingency that the state requires us to maintain. And as is usually the case, or is always the case, we still have it. If you look at the bottom of your narrative, there's almost just shy of $800,000 in off-budget restricted accounts for summer pay for teachers and for a small $75,000 maintenance and building reserve that we set up 3 years ago to help us account for big things that break that we can't fix from within the normal budget. Finally, I don't want to forget that at the last meeting, Mike had requested that we break out from the budget presentation the one-time items that we have spent and are anticipating that we will spend on the renovations. And we've been in discussion on that with our consultant, our financial consultant. We haven't gotten it all worked out yet, but we have put together, or starting to put together, a tabulation which shows over the last 3 years what we've spent and on what, how much we've spent on what, and what we're projecting going forward. And Courtney and I are actually working on fine-tuning that. And when that's ready for release, we'll circulate that to the board. And then if there are further questions about where the funding is coming from and where we're expecting it to go, we can try to address those questions.
Yeah, thank you for working on it. I know these things sometimes take time, so if you could just get when it's ready and to present with that explanation of kind of where the funds are right now in the balance sheet, that would be good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So I would ask for a motion to approve the budget report so that they can be posted on the website like we do each month.
Indeed.
Motion.
Michael Riley, the motion to accept.
Second.
Aubrey and Nance with a second. Any questions, comments, or additional concerns, questions, et cetera, for Zeke around this month's finance report? All those in favor of the motion on the table, respond with aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? So moved. 642. Thank you very much, Zeke, as always, for a very thorough presentation. We appreciate it. We'll move down through the next level of committee reports for our development chair and Carol Panua. First of all, let me say it's a pleasure to see you back.
Oh, hi. Thanks.
Thank you very much. No, seriously.
missed you guys.
You know, it's good to see you. We've missed you as well, which is why I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge you.
Yes, thank you. In light of Judd Donahue not being present, I'm going to step in and just recap what was discussed in our last development committee meeting. As always, we're looking, you know, 2-3 steps ahead to see what we can do, what grants we can apply for, what events we can kickstart to not only encourage our message to reach the community here and far, but also to celebrate our local community within the city of Wilmington, mm-hmm. parents, and other family members. So we have the annual fund that we're looking to revamp with a kickoff date. We're again trying to move those 2 or 3 steps ahead, so taking it out of that November Thanksgiving / Christmas shopping / prepping for taxes time and moving it into 2019 with the option for families and community members to donate should that serve their 2018 tax purposes. Also, as a continuation from the annual fund, we are doing the 5th year celebration. Mm-hmm. 5 years. 5 years. And like that's incredible.
Very quickly.
Seeing where we have come from. Yeah, right? And to stick to our goal sets and just truly incredible, mind-blowing in my opinion. So in the spirit of Montessori, the PTO and the board have really started working hand in hand together for this 5th year celebration, which is fantastic, very much in that Montessori vibe. Obviously, the event will be open to family members, staff, community members. We've had huge success in the past having, you know, the mayor of the city of Wilmington attend, you know, people from the charter world attend. So pretty cool population that we have at these events. Because we're a Montessori charter hybrid, and we're really the only one of our kind, I would say, I think it's in the tri-state area currently. We try to hit all those areas. So this event coming up in March, end of March, we're prepping that committee structure, the planning. There's a lot to do, but it's all about the kids. That's what I gotta remember. I love the little giggles. So this is indeed a fundraiser. We do want volunteers. Volunteers are really important. But we have a good time. Gosh, many late nights I've spent with FSMA events, but all completely worth it. So that's just a quick spiel because I know we're short on time, but the PTO meeting, the branches meeting that will continue from here, will have all the details. And actually, board members, if you wanted to take that packet that I gave each section of the table, just take a look at it, pass it around. These are the subcommittees that we've come up with. Again, in that innovative Montessori spirit, many hands make work light. Lots to do, and we're hoping to have as many people as possible to help out with that. And have a good time downtown.
Yeah.
In the spring. Spring in the city.
Spring in the city.
Yeah. So I'll leave it there. Open for comments, suggestions, opinions, feedback. Other than that, we're very much in the working stages. So we'll take that feedback as we go. Sound good?
Sounds great.
That's it for me.
Excellent. Well, sounds great to
thank
me.
Thank
you. Kiara, thank you very much.
Yes.
I know, as you mentioned, it's obviously lots of work to do, right?
Oh, yeah. So, always.
Always.
We've had more.
Always, right? And we find a way, though, to get it done.
Yes.
And so thank you very, very much for the work that you and the development team and all the other satellite hands that have put together to make this some light work, at least into this point. So, that is all from our agenda for
this
evening.
That's it, correct,
I just want to make sure I didn't want to cut you short there. As you can see from the agenda, we don't have anything else left on the agenda as it is. At this point,
I do have a question. When is the next meeting? I didn't actually see it on the calendar. I didn't see a November date on the official school calendar.
I think I have December.
Do we skip over to December because of Thanksgiving?
Yes, November is not on.
Fourth Thursday is Thanksgiving.
You want you to have two.
No, I know. That's like, actually, I would. I do have some part.
Yeah, the 6th.
Yep.
December 6th.
Okay.
And we'll.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing that up, and we'll actually, can you, in your notes, we'll, to follow up, make sure that we see that as well on the website.
It's on the website.
Beautiful.
Maybe I missed it.
Mm-hmm. Any additional questions, comments, or concerns, though, before we prepare to adjourn for the evening? All right, if that'll be the case, then I hear a motion, please, on the floor to adjourn.
Actually, before we do adjourn, I do have one more comment.
Sure.
The board is welcome to stay for the next part of branches so that you can hear more details if you were not at the development meeting for everyone to be involved in the 5-year celebration.
And if anything stands out to you that you're like, yes, I want to sell tickets, jump on that. obviously, you're not going to be the only person doing it, but just
Courtney,
one of many.
Courtney and Kai are going to present the concept and all of the things that it takes to get it done. So just in case you're not aware of that, I want to make sure everyone's aware.
Thank you, Angela.
Yep. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
You did not. That's exactly where I put it. Yes.
Are we want to address any of the concerns that were brought up?
At this time, no. Mm-hmm, thank you. But if you have a question, though, about them or a comment in particular,
when we address it, okay. I'd like to.
Very good. Excellent. Anything else from anyone on the board? Excellent. Motion to adjourn, Mayor.
Motion to adjourn.
Angela Angini, second.
Second.
Zeke Allison. So I'm looking at you, Kiara. Sorry about that. Excellent. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excellent. Any opposed or abstention? So moved. 6:49. Adjourned. Thank you very much.